I'm gonna use the word failure, but I'm not using it as if it was over or that it collapsed. When you talk about that the Black Panthers failed, I was wondering, what are some of the causes, when you look back, that you think this is the reason why the Black Panthers failed? Mm-hmm. And then what would be solutions, or what would be alternative routes that can be taken right now?
Mm-hmm. I think, looking back, hindsight is always good. If you're sitting in prison, like I said, it may not be a great experience, but it gives you time to reflect. You know, and I think I did that quite a bit. What I learned and what I came to the conclusion was that the destruction of the Black Panther Party primarily was due to internal contradictions, secondarily to what the COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, and others did. Because what they did was really play on what they saw as already rifts and splits and egos and other things happening in the Black Panther Party. What I think people need to understand is that rifts, splits, and egos happen all the time, but we have not figured out better ways to work them, to work beyond them, you know. I mean, because if you join an organization, you say, I'm going to become a revolutionary, it don't mean that miraculously now you're this great person. You still got all the baggage of this society. You know, this is France Fanon, basic France Fanon and others. It's like all that shit is on you, you know. Hopefully within this organization there are understandings and mechanisms in place that will help you transform your life during the time that you're in this organization, and that will also help to build this organization. When them things are not in place and people act like it's everything is just political and the personal don't matter, all other kind of shit crops up. Mm-hmm. One of the things that crops up all the time is just personal relationships. Mm-hmm. What happened to honesty? Mm-hmm. What happened to learning some new principles that's going to govern your relationships, even on a personal level? And it's not so much even getting in your business, right? But it's like, you gotta learn to be honest. Here is where you start to work on your machismo. Here's where you start to work on your homophobia. And then to go even deeper, if you're the shy person — I was a shy person when I came to the Panther Party — here is where I'm going to take risks in coming out of my shyness. Mm-hmm. You know, I want this organization to help me. I want others in this organization to help me. Because this revolution is nothing if I'm not transforming my life at the same time that I am struggling against these larger oppressions. Mm-hmm. Right, all these other many oppressions and stuff I got to take into consideration too. Now, the important thing about it is that the more I deal with a lot of my own shit, I have a chance to free myself from it. Mm-hmm. And begin to like feel better about me, which means I can give even more. I can really build authentic relationships with those who I'm with every day. Mm-hmm. You know, we're already, you know, part of the culture in terms of the individualism that just tells us to mind your business, stay on your own, don't get involved. You know, you're already alienating yourself in a very alienating culture.